When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, don't it sound so epic? Horns are screaming, I ain't the one you wanna mess with. Use a joke, I ain't the one you wanna jest with. The battle's coming, you only got a few seconds to run. Yeah.
Hey everybody, I am Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak. Big time win for the Bengals, sweeping the Pittsburgh Steelers on the season, but as Zach Taylor was all too quick to point out in the post game, it does not get any easier from here. They have got a tough road ahead of them. There are a lot of very, very competitive teams, very much alive in the playoff race, teams ahead of them on the schedule. And it is going to be interesting to see how this thing finishes out. I feel good. I like where they're at. I like their chances. But again, every week is going to be a real challenge. And that starts this week with the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, this is going to be billed as Burrow Herbert, but really, Joe Mixon is the key factor, is the big player in this game. You know, it's the other Joe that's really going to win this thing for the Bengals. But let's get to that in just a minute. Let's take a step back and talk a little bit about what the Bengals have done in their run game over the last couple of weeks. And what really Joe Mixon is getting done. Look, I did an article this week on Cincy Jungle. If you haven't checked it out, my film room article focused on the offensive line and the run game. But I just kept being drawn to one Mr. Ja'Marr Chase. And there are two clips I put in that thing where he was just an incredible contributor in the run game and took big Joe Mixon plays and help make them into huge Joe Mixon plays. Now, Zach Taylor asked after the game about the receivers blocking, and he said, we want to have the best receivers, best blocking receivers in the NFL. That's the standard we set. That's what we're out to get, and they're doing a pretty good job. And really, yeah, overall, it's been a real show. But, I mean, really, coming in as a rookie, Ja'Marr Chase, rookie, you know, we know where they picked him. We know what they picked him to do. We've seen the big plays. I mean, it's incredible, you know, to see a guy like that. And not only how talented he is as a blocker, but, you know, the effort he's putting in and just the excitement, you know, and the joy that he has for his teammates when Joe Mixon's having success. You know, when he's running that ball and Chase is out there and he's helping, he's contributing, he's not doing something that's going to show up on a stat sheet, not something that's going to make headlines or highlights, on ESPN or anything like that. But just overtly happy, you know, for his teammate and out there making plays. And, I mean, it's just fantastic what we're seeing out of these guys. Now, this is called Coach Speak, so I'm going to use a Zach Taylorism that I mentioned in the article as well. And the Bengals, they major in the outside zone. You know, that's what they want to do. That's who they want to be. That's their identity. You know, and that's similar to the Browns. It's similar to, you know, what we've seen from the Vikings in the past. And they really are starting to come along with it. You know, that has looked phenomenal in the last couple of weeks here. Hakeem Adeniji has definitely been a part of that. You know, he is an excellent athlete and really, for that type of offense, a great fit. Remember, like, the first team that was really, really good at this, like, really dominant to the point where it didn't matter who the running back was. And this is back in the day when it didn't matter who the running back was, usually. It was the Denver Broncos, and they had a bunch of guys who were, like, 295 pounds. Like, they weren't big. Like, they were guys they could move. And, you know, Adeniji is a guy with really good feet. You know, I think you look at Carmen. I think Carmen is a bull. I think he can sit there. I think he can move people. And I think he's got that. You know, he can take a bull rush. You know, he can sit there and he cannot be moved. A lot better than the interior lineman we've seen in the past, and that's something that's definitely attractive to, you know, be able to hold the pocket that way. We saw some good things out of Jackson Carmen in that way. I think Hakeem's the opposite kind of. You know, he's the guy that can move. He can get up there to that second level, and he's been a big contributing factor with that. Trey Hopkins as well. You know, did much better job this week. You know, unfortunately living with the injury, but I thought Trey Hopkins did a really good job out there. So this O-line is really, really starting to come together. We look at Joe Mixon last week, 165 yards and 28 carries. The week before that against the Raiders, 123 yards and 30 carries. So that is 288 yards, 4 touchdowns in the last 2 weeks for Joe Mixon. Really, you know, racking it up, killing it, absolutely. And, you know, the Steelers aren't very good at stopping the run this year. Giving up 4.8 yards per carry. Guess what? You know, the only other team that's giving up 4.8 yards per carry, that's the Minnesota Vikings we saw in week one. That was another great week for Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon in week one ran for 127 yards, so even more than he did against the Raiders. So, you know, huge game in that situation. And then you've got the Chargers. The Chargers have given up the most yards total. It's 4.7 yards per carry, so slightly below, but not really statistically relevant there. But they've given up 1,598 yards on the ground this season. So that's why it is all about Joe Mixon. Heading into this game, you know, we talk about the outside zone, majoring in the outside zone. That's where they want to be. You know, next gen stats over the last 2 weeks, 98 of Mixon's 123 yards, a week ago, came outside of the tackles. And then this past week, it was 142. It's a career high for his yardage that was outside of the tackles. So crazy, you know, crazy when you're looking at the total there. That puts him at 727 on the year. That is second only to Nick Chubb. I talked about how the Browns are looking to do something similarly. You know, they're that outside zone team as well. And it's only one behind Chubb on the year. So I really, you know, I expect a heavy dose of that against the Chargers. I expect them to really be able to move the ball on the Chargers on the ground, and it's going to be a huge Joe Mixon week. But let's not forget the philosophy, you know, and what they're trying to be on offense. They want to run the ball. They want to run the ball. They want to run the ball. But what that's going to do is it's going to force people up into the box. You know, the Chargers, they're going to have to adjust. You know, they've got a coach that's, you know, known as defensive coordinator. He should be able to figure out how to adjust that situation, especially when you're going up against Joe Mixon. And you know, when that comes, you're going to have those matchups on the outside, you know, and the play action pass and just matchups on the outside in general. Those guys come up. You're getting Jamar Chase. You're getting T. Higgins in those one-on-one matchups. You know, we've seen plenty of big plays out of Jamar Chase. We saw a great, big play on a touchdown T. Higgins last week, starting to see that chemistry coming together with he and Burrow and starting to get this thing really click and be what it was supposed to be. So very excited to see what happens this week against the Chargers. Should be a huge week for one Mr. Joe Mixon. And I would expect some big pass pace out of that as well as the Chargers adjust. So I'm Matt Minnick. This was Coach Speak. Looking forward to the rest of the season. Like I said, we got that Chargers game coming up. Should be a good one. But, man, hey, it is December. It is December, and we are watching the Bengals play meaningful football, closing in on double-digit wins, and fighting for the division and for a playoff spot in general right now. It is a beautiful time to be a Cincinnati Bengals fan right now. Ooday. Yeah, we coming for what's ours. Yeah, we coming for what's ours. You hear the crowd, we coming for.
hours.